Welcome to TalkShoot. Please enter the call ID, followed by... Enter your PIN, followed by the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoot member... You are now joining the call. You are unmuted.
Okay, well, I guess Logan and Gary, they'll come in a little bit here. Guest number three, if you want to be a stupid asshole, you can. It's just that if I'm watching the chat room and I think you're becoming too much of a stupid asshole, I'll just go ahead and mute you for a period, okay? So, maybe you better go ahead and, either leave or dial down on the attitude, okay? If nobody cares, then hey, nobody cares that you are getting muted. Alright. Alrighty, let me see. I'm going to take a little bit of a drink, and then I'm going to go ahead and start the show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wager, and Mamzer Ass Clowns throughout the fruited Ned Zog Plain in the open air Coast Coast Nut House. We call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race. Ye who did hear Christ's call, greetings. This is episode number 182 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 7th of July, 2013. And the title is called The Pisser Possum is Back for Now. Now, I've been doing some thinking. And throughout the time that I've known the Pisser Possum, it disappears for, 4 weeks? And then maybe a day or so. So every so often, I think it is working at something. It's not a hard worker. It's just simply a critter that shows up for a little while and then leaves. Well, anyway, this last time, and Gary, I see you're in here, but I'll go ahead and do the monologue, and then I'll go ahead and unmute you. I've started the show. In case old Jeremy Visser shows up for a little while, and then he disappears. And that's pretty well the size of anything. Now, sometimes when he gets caught in trouble, he disappears for some time. And the biggest time he disappeared is that he disappeared for 4 weeks and a day, April 22nd to May 23rd or 21st, something like that. Then he disappeared again. And the third or fourth time he disappeared that year, he essentially took down his forum, his web page, his Facebook picture, took down everything. And all he left was a picture of him and his eldest daughter before she darkened up. And it says, Covenant People's Ministry, nothing without you. And, I sort of thought it was rather strange. Why wasn't he taken ill? When my family was destroyed, I pretty well took pictures of all my family, even though I had a favorite, which was my granddaughter. Visser acted like he didn't care for anything other than his oldest daughter. He looks guilty, he looks tormented, like someone said. He said, Visser looks tormented. Well, folks, I don't know. I've been locked up with Melungeons and stuff like that, and I have seen a bunch of Mamzer perverts who scream about child molesters, and it turns out they're the ones who are, awaiting trial as well for it here. But they keep it hidden. They play their little games. And that's what Visser does. I don't know. I looked at this picture of Visser, and it looked to me like it was more of a confession than anything. Let me go ahead and take the picture of the island of Dr. Pissarro. In case, when he disappeared the first time, when he did come back, it was after December 2nd. And what he was doing is he was running around on his own forum dressed as a Unabomber. And, you know, here he does, you know, here he does claim, he goes ahead and claims that, well, hey, it was altogether a mistake. All, you know, it was altogether, you know, I mean, supposedly he claimed that, you know, him, I'm trying to think here, I'm going to go ahead and show the picture, 2010. You know, which was earlier, where Visser has a hooked nose and reptilian eyes and brown skin, and heck, he looks like the Sephardic Melungeon that he is. Let me go ahead and post that picture as well here, you know, of Visser. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, let's see here. Well, yeah, they do indeed do that here. By the way, let's see. Okay, Joe Blowman has been known to spam form. It's a Kurdish Jew mamzer here that supposedly lives in Sweden and likes stalking me here. So I don't really need the goofy bastard around. In case. Where was I? Anyway, Visser, you know, went ahead and came back, and on Friday night, same time me and Logan were doing the show, it was doing its show, and, folks, I don't mind Frank and Wigger, I don't mind Papa Cat going to see the train wreck, because when you're reading from the Book of Jasher, and you're reading from Genesis, essentially, there isn't chat, a lot of chat. You know, unless there's Nimbuster retards or whatever coming in, there isn't a bunch of talking and talking and talking to where you have delusional mamzers saying this or saying that and essentially pretending they're something other than what they are. I mean, they're rolling around speaking in tongues in Eli James, the show, and folks, it's far more interesting to listen to Visser and Obagender Bender lie than it is to listen to godly Christian identity material. I mean, I really understand. I mean, heck, I was getting Toshiba number 2 with the Tor browser, and I was looking a little bit pisser possum here while Logan was reading the Book of Jasher. Now, I can read the Book of Jasher, you know, faster than Logan can go ahead and vocalize it out. And yeah, I was going ahead and seeing what the pisser possum was doing, and yeah, he had a number of people there, which is fine. And by the way, Visser went ahead and was, you know, probably not logging in, but keeping an eye on things here. Hey, Logan, I'll go ahead and unmute you in a bit. Any case, I'll finish up the monologue. Now, Visser shows up, and, you know, you go ahead and you look at Visser, and he's not even remotely white. He doesn't act white. He acts like a mamzer criminal. And whether you want to believe me or not, I mean, I used to be buddy buddies with Visser when I was out on bond, finally, on them bogus child molestation cases. Charges. One charge. And essentially, Visser didn't say a dang thing until about me being a child molester, until I got tired of Visser's lying ass, and I decided that as part of my 2010 New Year's resolution to dump Visser, because I got tired of Visser's thieving and lying and skulking in 2009. Really got tired of it. So any case here, Visser is back with Obagender Bender, and any case, here you have, like I said, it takes a lot of chutzpah, common only to Melungeon Jews like Visser, to show a picture of his eldest pisser possum looking like a tortured and guilty mamzer, and yet lie continually about how I'm a convicted child molester. Wasn't convicted. The charges had to be dismissed, but they were doing their best to convict me. That's why I don't have a problem with taking the children of police and torturing them in front of their parents until their parents confess to treason. Then you go ahead, you take a DNA test, and figure out whether or not essentially reprogramming is in order. But essentially, really, the lines of criminals if they're Whiggers, needs to end. That's that. There needs to be, I mean, essentially, you're dealing with Jews, you're dealing with Mamthers. They know. What I keep on hearing about neo-Nazis is that you're going to go ahead and impose a government in which mongrels and Jews will get killed and tortured and put to death. And my answer to that is, well, you're right. I'm reminded of the wicked, slothful servant who went and told his master, "Why, master, I knew you were a austere and harsh man who reaped where he did not sow and harvested where he did not dung." Which goes to tell, in many cases, Christ, in many cases, is lots of what we make of him. What I see among the Jews and the mongrels is the understanding that they have, instinctive understanding that in a white society, there is no room for them to live. And so they come up to where, essentially, well, you're a neo-Nazi, Lindstedt. You want to go ahead and put me in my kind of death. And chances are, they're absolutely right. And I don't deny that at all. Okay? So, any case, moving on here, I was locked up with mongrels and perverts. So that picture of Visser looking guilty, as far as I'm concerned, it's a confession. But what I understand from Visser is that Visser, once Visser went ahead and admitted he wasn't white. I mean, here they were. They had to deal with this special law which called for not taking away the children of Indians. Visser was claiming to be a Cherokee. And for a couple months, Visser was, left with his mommy down around Atlanta. And from what I gather, over on the beer barrel, there was a Jew named Johnson. We call him June Stain. And, essentially June Stain, from what I gather, was, admitting or gloating about humping Bridget the Idiot. So I've gloated that Visser's fifth kid probably has a little hooked nose. It's an Ashkenazi Jew melungeon. So, me and John Burton, we laughed. We thought it was hilarious. And Visser was, either drinking meth from his, bong. Sometimes sounded like he was drinking meth water. It was mad as hell, Visser was. Okay? So, yeah, Visser is a known criminal. Just like Mike Delaney, Alan Truett, Morse Gillette, Andrew Angling. Okay? Well, no, it's not a prerequisite for being a dual seed line Christian identity pastor. Really, you don't want criminals running wild. But anyway, now you have Obagender Bender. I listened to Obagender Bender's, show Saturday when I was doing I listened to Axel Skanky's show. Listened to a number of shows. Now, essentially, they're back. They're wanting idiots to believe that Visser got rid of his full-blooded brothers, Sean, Aaron, Visser. Now, Sean Aaron Visser in February 2010 wrote me an email. "I just found your picture." And essentially, Sean Aaron Visser knows he isn't white. He knows he's Cherokee. He's horrified at what Jeremy Visser preaches, what Bridget the Idiot preaches. He married a darker Puerto Rican. Visser's brother looks like an American beaner. He married a Puerto Rican beaner with a niglet, daughter, and his daughter looks like a beaner too. I mean, hell, all his brother wants to do is engineer TV shows, work for a living and have fun going down to Disney World, driving from Atlanta to Orlando and having fun at Disney World couple times a year if we can afford it. That's what Visser's brother likes to do. He's horrified at what Visser preaches. So Visser has pretended continually that his brother Sean Aaron Visser, and then here he is telling Obagender Bender, Hey, I had to get rid of my brother. No, let me tell you what Sephardic Melungeon Mamzer that Visser got rid of. He got rid of his Mamzer, Lenio C. Barcelos. That's the Melungeon he got rid of. He got it from Sci-Fi Faber. That's who he got it from. So we can pretend. We can pretend a number of things here, but, you know, heck. Visser, Nobigender, Bender are not fooling me at all. Any case, last night, I went ahead and made the mistake of calling in to the Newskike show. And Newskike called me Marty Chomo. Look, you know, look, you Jew boy, you know, look, you Jew boy, crippled Jew boy faggot, living in your mama's Brooklyn basement, pretending that we believe that you're an Aryan living in Iceland. And Visser was there as guest number 10. I guess he has an arrangement with Obigenderbender, and Obigenderbender is calling the shots. That's probably a whole reason for getting rid of Obigenderbender. Obigenderbender got bossy, demanding. That's why Harold Covington won't listen to it. Harold Covington wants to run his own show. He don't want some anonymous Mamzer Jew poofter telling him what to do. And I guess Visser got to where he didn't want to do it. But hey, Visser had to go work somewhere. And so I come up with a little story about how they're real buddies here, but he's going to get off the internet. No, Visser disappeared, like he has several times, for 4 weeks. I think he goes somewhere for money or training or whatever, comes back. And essentially, they're claiming that, you know, Jeremy Visser's brother was censoring him. Well, no. Visser's brother, Sean Aaron Visser, doesn't want anything to do with Visser and his racism because, hey, he has a nigger stepdaughter, he has a beaner daughter, he has a beaner wife, he's a beaner himself. And that's what Visser admitted when he was caught. He wiggled out of the stalking charge. Visser's behavior is, you know, I mean, I didn't believe that story that Visser told me that he was on the run for 6 years for a second degree murder charge. Visser ain't that smart. You know, all the stories about the FBI kicking his door. No. Pretty well, what I heard is that the County Joint Drug Task Force kicked in his door. Because he's a meth head. He's a pothead. He's a meth head. He runs around playing his little games here. He's, you know, he's just an addicted mongrel Jew. That's all Visser is, and that's all Obigenderbender is. I mean, whatever's wrong with Visser, Visser at least shows a snout on occasion. Obigenderbender knows he can't. So anyway, I called in, here's Newskike, call me a chelmo and all this sort of thing. I explained what it is because, well, Newskike don't know a dang thing about it. Here's guest number 10, who's Visser. He's not allowed to post as Pastor Visser on the Newskike show because Obigenderbender has finally figured out that, you know, that Newskike is a Jew. So essentially, he's obeying Obigenderbender. Which is fine. I mean, heck, I sort of like a criminal like Visser needs to have some supervision. Obigenderbender is a lot smarter than Visser. But neither of them are getting anywhere. Visser had to get rid of one of his faithful remaining Melungeons. Lenio C. Barcelos, a.k.a. also known as Dave Lenio. Solomon. He'd pretty well say, hey, I'm going back to Obigenderbender. Well, okay. I can't have you around. I'm going to ban you. I'm going to make you disappear for a little while. And that's what he did. Anyway, by the way, Linda Bernice, a.k.a. Blushy Mary America. You know, the old heifer with a Jew husband who squeezed out 2 Jew kids. This deranged skank is talking dual seed line Christian identity about Jews being Satan seed. And here is unknown fucktars. Some Anglo mestizo from Oklahoma with a nigger wife called me Marty Chomo. That's all I had to do here. I mean, you know, look, folks, if I went ahead and found unknown fucktar's real name, real occupation, I'd go ahead and just put it up on my webpage. Yeah, why should I care about ruining some mongrel who calls me a child molester? As I look at it, anybody who believes Zog lies needs to die with Zog. If they're a mongrel or Jew, so much the better. So much the better. I hate these people. I really hate these people. I hate wiggers. I hate police. I hate judges. I hate lawyers. And essentially, you don't worry about reprogramming them. You just simply put them to death. And the whole purpose of torturing them is so that the wiggers, essentially, who are looking at the skinning and the geldings and, you know, the rest of the horrific events here which you are dealing out to the Mamzers and Jews and Uyghur race traders, they sit and they see and they're scared they're going to be next. And so they're just pissing down their leg. They know. You know, they hate Nazi Germany. The reason they hate Nazi Germany is because, hey, you know, I mean, it's just like a Jew getting the SS to, you know, interfere with some of his little fights here between other Jews. The SS will get to the bottom of it. And usually, you know, the bottom of it is shoot both sides of the Jews. In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. But essentially, Visser's back. John Friend was interviewing Brian Rio, a.k.a. Sword Mongrel. He went ahead and blocked me. You had Liar Bill, who was going ass to mouth with Brian Rio and John Friend. I mean, poor old Liar Bill, he don't have anybody to go along with. Folks, there's a lot of people think I'm a hater, and I am. I really hate evil. I hate evildoers. I don't believe in rehabilitating them. If you're a Uyghur race trader, you should know better than to do what you do. If I'm wrong, then hey, you're going to head up to heaven. Y'all thank me for sending you there. Screaming even though you were. And, essentially, if you're a mongrel or Jew, why, hey, you're guilty of something. So, folks, I mean, generally, within what we believe, there's not too much shades of gray at all. There's only a question as to whether or not, when you see some white man, as to whether or not he can be rehabilitated. Whether he can be used. If he's useless and cannot be rehabilitated, don't bother with keeping him in prison. Don't bother with keeping an eye on him. Christian Idane doesn't believe in running a police state. Generally, you have some small rules here. And by the way, I'll go ahead and talk. I mean, it looks like Gary had to head out, or maybe his phone, you know, maybe his phone died. But in any case, they were yapping. Oh, Gender Bender and the Pisser Possum were yapping about Paul and how the law is such a great burden. Well, yeah, it's a great burden if you're a mongrel. There's no way you can keep it. If you're a Jew, there's no way. I mean, just remember, I mean, Cain was the son of the evil one. He went ahead and gave a sacrifice to Yahweh. Yahweh didn't much care for it. Yahweh didn't believe in forgiving Cain his sins. I mean, hell, here's a little Jew bastard here who's just being a little Jew bastard. How can you say he's sinning? He's not. He's not under law. He's not under any law. He's not under any covenant. They're just evil, vicious sub-animals. Treat them as such. Essentially, Yahweh let Cain live so that Cain could survive to be a tempering upon the Adamic line. From when Cain was squeezed out until Cain's children are cast into the lake of fire, and they are no more. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break for about a minute or so. When we come back, I'll unmute Logan Hunter, and we'll be back. Hail Victory.